ओम शांति। आज हमारा सेशंस का, हमारी कॉन्फ्रेंस का तीसरा दिन है और रात्रि का समय है और ये हमारा स्पिरिचुअल एंटरटेनमेंट का टाइम है। एंड वी हैव सम चिल्ड्रन आर्टिस्ट टुडे, सो आई विल कॉल कनीषा, कुमारी कनीषा। शी इज 4 इयर्स ओल्ड ओनली एंड शी विल परफॉर्म अ डांस। द सॉन्ग इज मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा। एंड यू नो दिस लिटिल गर्ल, शी नोज हाउ टू मेडिटेट, शी नोज हु इज शिव बाबा एंड शी नोज द स्पिरिचुअल लर्निंग्स अकॉर्डिंग टू हर एज। सो प्लीज गिव बिग हैंड्स एंड वेलकम दिस लिटिल चाइल्ड कनीषा।
गगन में चाँद चलता है, चलता है उनकी किरणों की छाया में दिल हर पल रहता है। जैसे गगन में चाँद चलता है, चलता है उनकी किरणों चलते हैं बाबा, मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा। देखूं मैं चकोर की तरह, नाचूं मैं जो मोर की तरह, बोलूं मैं कोयल की तरह, गाऊं मैं बुलबुल की तरह, मेरा मन बहलाते हैं बाबा, मेरा मन बहलाते हैं बाबा। जैसे सुरों में सरगम बजता है, बजता है
मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा, मेरे संग संग चलते हैं
में भंवरों की तरह, झूमों में लहरों की तरह, चमकू में जुगनू की तरह, मुस्काओं में फूलों की तरह, मेरी यादों में रहते हैं बाबा, मेरी यादों में रहते हैं। जैसे सावन में नींद बरसता है, बरसता है
मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा, मेरे संग संग चलते हैं बाबा।
बहुत सुंदर, बहुत सुंदर कनिष्का, वेरी ब्यूटीफुल, ब्यूटीफुल डांस। सबने आपसे बहुत अच्छा डांस करना सीखा. शी वॉन्ट टू टीच. सो सी द स्पिरिट ऑफ चिल्ड्रन. एंड एक्चुअली वी हैव चिल्ड्रन क्लासेज ऑल्सो इन आवर ऑल द सेंटर्स, ऑल द लोकल सेंटर्स, एंड वे वी टीच चिल्ड्रन वैल्यू एडुकेशन एंड हाउ दे कैन मेडिटेट. इवन स्मॉल चिल्ड्रन दे मेडिटेट वेरी नाइसली एंड दे लर्न अबाउट स्पिरिचुअलिटी एंड दिस इज द फाउंडेशन ऑफ देयर लाइफ. सो नाउ आई इन्वाइट her elder sister only, Nitisha. And these two sisters, they have come from Ambernath, Ghatkopar sub-zone. And she is 11 years old. And she will also present one dance, Tumse Hi Preet Meri Baba.
बाबा इतनी सी हकीकत है सांसों से भी ज्यादा मुझे तेरी जरूरत है बस इतना ही मुझे कहना है तेरे चरणों में ही रहना है
Thank you. Very beautiful, very beautiful song. And now I call once again Nitisha only for a mono acting. She has prepared a mono acting and that is based on the addiction of mobile. I think children are more concerned. They have more concern about mobile, about their parents and the elders. Because when elders are busy into the mobiles, children don't get chance to be involved with acting or playing at other activities with parents. So, Nitisha presenting one mono acting on mobile addiction.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am.
19 on 20. Aparna, 20 on 20.
Vishal, 18 on 20.
Okay, आप सबको marks मिल गए लेकिन मैं थोड़ी surprised हूँ मुझे ऐसा लगा था कि इस बार भी दिशा ही first आएगी लेकिन इस बार अपर्णा के marks दिशा से काफी अच्छे आए हैं यानी कि अपर्णा class की topper है Well done, अपर्णा
Thank you, ma'am.
अरे वाह बेटा मुझे तुम पे गर्व है तुमने एक पढ़ाई में अच्छे मार्क्स लाए इस चीज के बदले में तुम्हें कुछ देना चाहता हूँ
थैंक यू पापा वैसे तो आप देना क्या चाहते हो
मोबाइल
मोबाइल ओ माय गॉड मेरा सपना आप कितना ख्याल रखते हो पापा मैं प्रॉमिस करती हूँ आगे भी ना ऐसे अच्छे मार्क्स लाया करूंगी हाय कैसी है यार पता है नई नई ट्रेंड्स निकली हुई है चलना है मॉल पे चलना प्लीज 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 अरे सुनना मोबाइल में एक नया ऐप आया है तुमने डाउनलोड किया है क्या मुझे तो बड़ा मजा आया क्या गेम था यार पूरा समय तो मेरा उसने ले ही लिया और मैं बिजी हो गई इस गेम में ही
बेटा जरा वो चीज देना
बस पापा दो मिनट ना रुको ना कितना काम देते रहते हो आप
बोले व्हाट्सएप भगवान की जय ओम गुरुर व्हाट्सएप गुरुर फेसबुक गुरुर देव गूगल यूट्यूब साक्षात पर ब्रह्म तस्मै श्री मोबाइल नमः ओम जय व्हाट्सएप देवा स्वामी जय व्हाट्सएप देवा तुम्हारे कारण भूले तुम्हारे कारण भूले मात पिता की सेवा ओम जय व्हाट्सएप देवा
अरे देखो तो इसे जब से इसके हाथ में मोबाइल आ चुका है तब से बात करना तो दूर हमारी तरफ तो देखती भी नहीं
हाँ हाँ और नहीं तो क्या मैडम के हाथ में मोबाइल जो आ गया है ज्यादा ही उड़ने लगी है और नहीं तो क्या
मैंने तुझे व्हाट्सएप किया तुझको मैंने याद किया
मोबाइल की वजह से मैंने क्या क्या खो दिया, फ्रेंड्स भी, मार्क्स भी, सम्मान भी, अब और क्या क्या होने वाला है। ये मोबाइल यू ही हट्टा कट्टा नहीं बन गया दोस्तों, इसने बहुत कुछ खाया पिया है। ये हाथों की घड़ी खा गया, ये टॉर्च खा गया, चिट्ठी पत्रियां भी खा गया, और तो और किताबें भी खा गया, रेडियो खा गया, टेप रिकॉर्डर खा गया, कैमरा खा गया, कैलकुलेटर खा गया, पड़ोस की दोस्ती तक खा गया, मेल मिलाप खा गया, हमारा वक्त भी खा गया, पैसा खा गया, रिश्ते खा गया। कम्बख्त इतना सब कुछ खाकर तो स्मार्ट बना है, बदलती दुनिया का ऐसा असर होने लगा है, आदमी पागल और फोन स्मार्ट होने लगा है। जब तक फोन वायर से बंधा था इंसान आजाद था, जब से फोन आजाद हो गया है इंसान फोन से बंध गया है। उंगलियां ही निभा रही हैं रिश्ते आजकल, जुबान पे निभाने का ये वक्त ही कहां रहा। सब टच में बिजी हैं पर टच में कोई भी नहीं है।
मोबाइल के हम इतने आदिम हो गए हैं कि एक बार खाना नहीं होगा तो चल सकता है, लेकिन मोबाइल साथ में ना हो तो नहीं चलता। और कभी कभी तो रेंज नहीं होने पर तो आदमी डिप्रेशन में चला जाता है। भाई साहब, टेक्नोलॉजी हमारे जीवन को बेहतर बनाने के लिए है, बदतर नहीं। टेक्नोलॉजी जीवन को खुशहाल बनाने के लिए है, बेहाल बनाने के लिए नहीं है। सुना था जीवन का फंडा कि सिंपल लिविंग एंड हाई थिंकिंग, और आज हाई फाई मोबाइल लिविंग एंड नो थिंकिंग हो गया है। मैं जानता हूं मोबाइल आवश्यक है, लेकिन जितना जरूरी हो उतना ही उसका उपयोग करें। सुना है आगे चल के ऐसा भी आएगा कि कोई साधन मोबाइल आदि काम नहीं आएंगे, तब सिर्फ टेलीपैथी ही काम आएगी, यानी आपकी अपनी साधना ही। तो अब मोबाइल का यूज तब करें जब आवश्यक हो, बाकी टाइम में आप साधना करें, योग करें, जो आपके साथ हमेशा रहेगी। ऐसे बहुत से लोग हैं, उनमें साइंटिस्ट, विचारक और साहित्यकार भी हुए हैं, जो टेक्नोलॉजी के साथ कार्य करते हुए भी इंसानियत के साथ सामान्य सिंपल जीवन जिए हैं, और शायद वो आपको इस गीत के साथ कुछ याद आ जाए।
बहुत ही सुंदर संदेश के साथ हम नितिशा को एक बार फिर से थैंक्स करते हैं एंड कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन। बहुत ब्यूटिफुली शी हैज एक्सप्रेस्ड एंड कम्युनिकेटेड हर मैसेज। यस, एंड इट्स वेरी रेलेवेंट, द मैसेज इज वेरी रेलेवेंट। एंड नाउ इट्स टाइम आई इनवाइट ब्रदर डेविड। ब्रदर डेविड इज इन सिटिंग हियर इन द हॉल, एंड इट्स टाइम टू learn the some of the experiences by Brother Devitt. Brother Devitt is from Australia and he's based in Mount Abu from last 23 years. He's practicing meditation and he's in Brahmakumaris and learning all spiritual knowledge from last 35 years. Yes, we welcome Brother. And he's a self-taught artist and musician. And it's a very beautiful combination of being a musician and artist. You will see the pictures here, and in our all the Brahmakumari centers, most of the pictures are created and got printed and edited by him. So we take his services all the time. He's a beautiful artist. And the beautiful thing what I liked is, he has been experimenting using sound to create silence. So we will, I request Brother to share your experiences.
Brother David.
Yes. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Om Shanti. So it's nice to be here this evening, and it's been lovely to be able to share the music, playing music, and that sort of, which I found has been a developing art of how to use sound to create silence. Because we use silence a lot in meditation, and of course how to be in a space of, in meditation, and actually create sounds out of meditation, for meditation. So I remember sort of many years ago, I had a time where I had nearly a year in isolation in the north of Australia, in a place called the Kimberley. Anyone here been to Western Australia? Yeah, somebody over there has been to West. Okay. So Western Australia is about the size of India, that one state in Australia. And the time I was in this particular state, there was only about 1.1 million people in that state. So you can imagine India with 1.1 million people, not billion, but million. And I went to a place, I was invited to this place by a hermit or a sannyas who lived right up in the Kimberley, and I got invited to this place. And for me at this time, it was like exploring. Those days, I was only 24 years old, so that was quite some time ago now. But the experience for me was like life-changing, because it was like going to a place where there was no engine, no motor cars. There was only two other people in this area. And in 1 year, I had just 10 visitors in 1 year. So in 1 year, just 10 people came to that place. I remember sort of after the first 4.5 months, the first visitor came, and I was so excited that this boat arrived that I run down to the coastline, and when I got down to the water's edge, I realized I didn't have clothes on. Yeah. So for that 1 year, I lived in the nature and built my own house out of trees from the forest off the side of this cliff. And one of the first experiences I had in this place was like the feeling of, you know, sometimes we're doing things, and we don't give ourselves enough space of just being. And for me, this was the first time I had the experience of really being, just being with the nature, being with the elements, and that showed me many, many things. One of the first things I realized is how much influence others had on me. Because in that situation, it's like you don't have any other influence except your own sanskaras, yeah, and the nature. And of course, one of the things in Australia, the indigenous people in Australia, they have their own spiritual law, which is not law as in the word L-A-W, but law in L-O-R-E, and that's their spiritual law. And one of the things they say in this, in their spiritual law is, for initiation, is to spend a length of time in the forest, or in Australia, we say the bush, out in the bush, and how you react to that experience. Yeah, because out in the nature like that, you have to deal with the, all the different animals, the insects, and all these things which are part of being out in the nature like that. So I remember one of the first experiences I had was like the thing of how much I really needed to survive, yeah? And I remember sort of going through this experience of very, very clearly of like, if I had just what I, took just what I needed from the nature, everything would be provided for me, yeah? And it was a very, very loveful experience because it was like a feeling that if I had just what I needed, everything would be provided. And this was like a guarantee. And I found every time I had something more than I needed, I'd get some very, very clear indication that that was outside this natural law. Because one of the things in Australia with the indigenous people, they say they only take what they need from the nature, yeah? And then the nature provides everything for them because they see the nature as a temple, yeah? And so I had this experience and I thought to myself, how simple is that? If we have just what we needed, everything is provided. So this experience went on for some time and then one particular full moon, I was staring at the rocks on the side of this cliff face, and one of the rocks was like lit up like a light. And as I was staring at this rock on the side of the cliff, I was thinking, how is this like a glowing like a light? And then I could see the full moon above my head, and I had this experience of the light coming from this lit up rock in front of me on the side of the cliff and the light coming from the moon in the center of the forehead. So I had this experience of myself as light. And I remember at the time I was so intoxicated about this that the next day I climbed up this cliff face to this rock, and when I got to the rock I realized it was a very flat face rock, and it must have been the reflection of the moon on that rock, a 45 degree angle to where I was sitting. So I painted this rock with a red dot and a blue circle around it. So that became my focus point for meditation. So these things happened, I think, nearly 2 years before I had contact with BKs. Then as time went on, I thought, this is great to be in this particular environment. It was like a really like a paradise. The fresh water was coming out of the ground. It was crystal clear water. Very, very, very few people had ever been to this place. And just to give you an idea, it was 2 days boat journey to get to this place. And it's amongst about 1,000 islands of that area. So a lot of the maps weren't even valid for that, to get to that place. So after that nearly 1 year, I thought, okay, how to be amongst people and have this same state of being. And then I come back into this small village, a place called Broome, in the north of Western Australia. And I said to the government, I come back because in Australia, if you don't have work, you can get social security from the government until you find work. So I went very honestly into this government office and I said, I'm not interested in carpentry because my trade is a carpenter. I want to learn this spray painting, airbrush work. And so they agreed to give me benefits, payment for that. So I spent the next year and a half on a beautiful property alongside the beach, and I painted my experience of that 1 year. And nearly all the pictures I'd painted, I put this image of light inside this picture because that was my most profound experience there. And then it was the same time as in India here we have the festival of Raksha Bandhan, which was just been last month. And in that same village in Australia, they have, on the same full moon every year, they have a festival of the pearl. You know the pearl? They call it Moti. Yeah. So that town is famous for this pearl. So I submitted 8 of these pictures I painted in this exhibition for this festival. And the one of this big point of light won the first prize for this exhibition. So I got an extra few $100, which was great. But the BK who visited that village, he saw that picture and he knew this was a picture of the soul, Atma or Paramatma Parampita. So when he saw me, he said, "Do you know what you're painting?" Yeah. So then he started sharing knowledge of soul, of supreme soul. And then I started sharing my experience of what I experienced in the forest, of this point of light, and of course the both things matched. So I thought, in the middle of nowhere, you know, if Supreme Soul has to find you, he'll find you wherever you are. So that was a wonderful experience of that time of being in that, yeah. So we all have different parts, and of course my part was to experience that in the forest, and I really enjoyed being with all the animals, and there was all sorts of things that came into my place I built out of trees from the forest, big snakes, there was even crocodiles there, there was wild dingoes, there was scorpions, there was all sorts of things that can bite, but for me it was like an experience of being very, very present within the nature. And it was like a complete respect for the other animals, their life, their cycle of the day. Different animals would come out at night, different ones would be in the day. And it was like if something crawled on you, you just waited for it to crawl off. You didn't react, you know, because actually the visitors I had in that place, these 10 visitors, one of the first questions people would ask when they arrived there, they would say first, "What do you do out here in the middle of nowhere?" That was the first question. The second one was, "What if you have an accident that's 2 days' journey to the nearest town, and that journey you could only do twice a month according to the tides, the ocean tides?" They were up to nearly 11.4 meters from low water to high water. So very, very dangerous boating. But it was like a real feeling of, I guess, the extra attention of when you moved around, you had to be very, very careful. That was almost instinct, because if you stepped on a snake and you got bitten, yeah, we say Om Shanti, no? That's so there was no chance of getting to the village any help or something. So, but also in that time, you know, I mean, those of us, you know, when we're at that age, you know, in the mid-20s, you're fearless, no? In the mid-20s, yeah? You can do anything. So, yeah, so then I took this gyan after this 1 year, in 2 years after that experience, and then because I had this experience of this point of light, of course, my part in drama was to paint these pictures of Shiv Baba for meditation. So I was very interested with the airbrush painting, how to make this image of light look very real and like a glowing orb of light. So I travelled nearly 5 years going to different countries around the world with another Australian brother, and we made these laser show meditation experience rooms. So being a carpenter, and the other person was also handyman carpenter, we were able to build these museums and do nearly most of the work ourselves. I'd do the painting, carpentry, then the other person would do the lighting, the sound and lighting. And then in 1993 we made one of these museums in Mount Abu, in Naki Lake Museum. I don't know whether anyone here has been to that of the guests, but so that was one of the last ones of making these laser shows. And then Gyan Srova campus started in 1995, and because I was doing artwork, I became working in an art department there, and I've been there ever since. up to today. Thank you. And so a lot of these, the music side of things, a lot of these instruments, nearly all of them actually are being gifts. And I really feel they're being gifts from that first experience in the forest where I felt this sound and silence was very distinct. You had the silence and then you had sound and then the feeling of how to use the sound to create that silence. So a lot of these instruments I've been playing the last couple of mornings, for those who have been here, some are from Brazil, from Tibet, Native American spirit pipe. They're sort of, these are a Native American's flute. Of course, Tibetan bowl from Tibet and Nepal. This glockenspiel was from Brazil. iPad from China. there's a kalimba, which is from South Africa, South African instrument. Oh yes, this is what I haven't played this yet. I was requested the first day to play this for Amrit Vela, and I can assure you, if those who are here for Amrit Vela are feeling a bit sleepy, yeah, this will certainly wake you up, yeah. So this is who hasn't seen one of these before? Wow, so you haven't been to Australia, no doubt, no? Not been to Australia? No? So in Australia, this is played by the Adiwasi, no? And this is called a didgeridoo. Can you say that? Didgeridoo? Okay, that's pretty good. Or another word is called udaki. Udaki. Now this is just a tree trunk, and it's eaten out by this dimak, yeah? Yeah? Very natural. And on the top here, madumaki, yeah, bit of beeswax on the top, and that's it. And this is played with special breathing, they call a circular breathing, yeah? So you breathe in through the nose, and you're blowing out through the mouth at the same time, yeah? It doesn't make sense in the mind, but you're... Demonstration, yes. So, and there's another thing that plays with this as well, and it's down here. These things here. These are just called sticks, yeah? So that's played with a didgeridoo. So actually a lot of these, I haven't played this for a long time. I had to clean it up tonight and get all the dust off it. But actually a lot of the storytelling is told through these, and they make many different sounds of animals, of the bird sounds, of the wild dogs, of chidiya, all these type of things with this. So, but it takes quite a bit of playing because you have to keep the breath going and the cyclic breathing. So that's the didgeridoo. So you think that would keep you awake for Amrit Vela? Yeah? So so thank you. I think it's time. It's, sorry? These bowls? A little bit of... Okay, well that's the Tibetan bowl, which is... one of the things with a Tibetan bowl, this is actually has been a very good experiment using actually going into silence, because as you see, that's still going, the sound. Yeah, the vibration. So this will automatically take you into silence. If you're listening very carefully, that sound will go completely naturally into silence. Usually takes about a minute for that process. So it's a good experiment using for concentration, yeah? To concentrate on the sound, and it will eventually take you into a space of silence. So this is a singing bowl, Tibetan singing bowl. And there's all different ones here. There's they all have different keys. And then this one here, this is the Glockenspiel. So that's a very special one. It was actually made by it was a gift from one of the centers in Brazil, and they say the artist who made this was actually blind. So the tuning of it is perfect tuning. So they were saying because he didn't have the eyesight, his hearing was very, very clear. So he used to make these, and you can see the keys of this are very rough metal, but very, very special tuning. Kalimba. So a very simple instrument, but special. Okay, rain stick from Orbarish. So that's a rain stick from Brazil as well. Huh? I think chawal. Chawal? Maybe rice. Yes. Okay. Thank you. Good night. Om Shanti.
So, thank you very much, brother. It was really interesting and enlightening listening to you. Your experience of the light. Beautiful. Give big hands to brother once more, and thank you for showing us all the musical instruments. Thank you. Thank you.